Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. Chris Uzinski, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star, my co-host. What an awesome week to be running.
Except for tonight. I got caught in the rain before the show.
And what a great show we have for you today. It's amazing. We released yesterday that we were going to have Dawn Cherry on the air with us today. And I got to tell you, I have never seen so many emails, so many news articles, so many media attention like on this show.
I had a bunch of people ask why we're having him on.
It was crazy. So at quarter after the hour, you know, the great Dawn Cherry is going to join us. And I'm so excited about this because, you know, Dawn has been just such a big Canadian icon. And we're going to explain why Dawn's going to be on our running show mm-hmm. in a couple minutes. But really excited about that. You know, the family, we all did the Jingle Bell Run on the weekend in Essex, mm-hmm. Ontario. Had a great time. You know, they do such an amazing job.
And some decent weather this year for it as well.
Yeah.
Chilly,
yeah.
But not as bad as it has been.
It's like all winter or late fall. Mm-hmm. Early winter, late winter runs. You just never know what you're going to get, especially in the Great Lakes region. So,
did you have a good run?
I'm hurt, but that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story. I'm on the mend, and I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I promise. But yeah, it was difficult. But you know, met a lot of people, a lot of folks who listened to the show were mm-hmm. saying how much they liked the show.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
And I keep telling them, you know, you can listen to us live on AM 800 like you are now, or stream us. Or on iTunes, mm-hmm. you know, usually the next day by noon it's posted and a lot of folks download it and just go run with it.
Well, and it's really cool when you go in there, incredible, pretty impressive list of people that we have interviewed over the last year.
It's 38 shows,
yeah.
You know, everyone from, you know, the great Meb, you know, who everyone knows by his first name, you know, mm-hmm. and we should have Meb on too by the end of the year. See if we can get him back on to talk about, you know, because he's 39 and what a great year he's had. So,
did you see the story out of I think it was Chattanooga? I might be wrong with the marathon. The lady that got disqualified
because
for the marathon her split. It was like 46 minutes for the half marathon.
World class.
Yeah, I know.
World class.
But the thing was that. It hasn't really come out whether it was an accident or if it was one of those cases where she missed a turn or something. But
she did not miss the turn.
She's saying that it was 6 minutes. It was a PB for her. Well, of course it was. It was about an hour PB for her. So I'm willing to bet she's looking at her watch. Okay, if I'm running a 46-minute half marathon, I know that somehow I've taken the wrong corner.
I know. I read the same article. And the funny thing was that the actual winner of the marathon had no idea that this woman was even in the race.
Didn't even see her on the course.
Didn't even see her on the course. So yeah, there's a problem there.
Yeah.
So good call by the officials.
Oh, yeah.
Good call. That was a good call. So, you know, we have a race that's coming up, and it's already open. It's in May, and it's Le Chocolat.
That's a great race.
Le Chocolat, I got to tell you, it's been out of control. Just the response that we have from, especially Ottawa. I mean, those
Ottawa.
Women in Ottawa love Le Chocolat, I got to tell you.
Do they love the wine, the chocolate?
Well, that's the point. You know, Le Chocolat is what makes Le Chocolat so unique. If you're just joining us, Running Flat produces a lot of running events. We produce Windsor's only half marathon. It's a spring half marathon, a half, a 10, and a 5. And it's all based out of trendy Walkerville at the Walkerville Breweries. And we have this iconic course of Riverside Drive all shut down for racing. Mm-hmm. So it's right from the bridge all the way down Lauzon Road
That's
and back.
That's going to be a great course.
Incredible, right? So many great neighborhoods to kind of get involved, to cheer runners mm-hmm. on. You know, we expect upwards of 3,000 runners for the event. And what's amazing about this race is when you register, you get a 3-liter box of wine.
I love that.
From our great friends at Pelee Island Wineries. It's the Pelee Purse. It's a patented purse box. Comes in red, comes in white. It makes kind of race kit pickup really fast and easy. And of course, there's a big chocolate zone that we're going to be announcing in probably the next 60 days of how that's now all been kind of laid out and who the sponsor is for that.
When you say chocolate zone at the end? Or?
At the very end. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We don't want to feed you on the course. You know, let's just make the run. Let's do what we have to
no
do.
No one's going to leave the chocolate zone if it was halfway.
Right. And of course, the firemen are back. You know, they're going to be running the aid stations and also giving out medals.
Excellent.
And the charity of choice is Sparky's Toy Drive, which of course is always in the media this time of year. You know, trying to make final plans for giving the gifts out to families. But so in May, we start early with Sparky's Toy Drive to kind of raise some funds for those guys. And what an amazing event this is going to be this year. I got to tell you, I love the new course. There's so many people excited about it. And the other thing, too, is, which we found out this week, we're the largest chocolate event in the country.
Really?
We are the largest chocolate run in... Yes, yeah, we're the largest chocolate run in the country, and we're also the only chocolate run in Southern Ontario and Michigan in the spring.
That's very cool. There's a reason right there to come, right?
Awesome.
And I love how it's always Mother's Day or around Mother's Day.
Well, it's a Mother's Day primer. So May 3rd is the weekend before Mother's Day, so moms can get primed about Mother's Day.
Or guys who don't want to drop some money on their mom's gift can sign up, grab the purse of wine, and that's a great gift for mom.
You know, you preface that by saying, I think the smartest men in the world are the men that run Le Chocolat, because 96% are women.
It's true.
So that 4% of men? Really bright individuals.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always told that to them. So, yeah, Le Chocolat, you go to runningflat.com, hit the Le Chocolat button. All the information's there. We have pacers. I think tomorrow all the accommodations go up. We have a lot of hotel sponsors. Mm-hmm. That goes up finally. The course layouts will be done in the next week or so. Those will all go up.
And you know what's cool in that area afterwards? You're in Walkerville. You have some really nice places to grab something to eat, which is always kind of nice.
Well, that's the idea, is that you do this race. It starts at 9 a.m. May 3rd. So, you know, there's a light issue there. So we always kind of start just a little bit later. So 9 a.m. it starts. And then when you're done, you can hang out at some of the best, you know, restaurants in the city of Windsor. You know,
absolutely.
Go for brunch with mom or, you know, whoever you're bringing.
In Walkerville, sometimes that area you almost forget about. So it's kind of cool. You get to be reacquainted with the area.
Yes. Yeah. And we've got a whole bunch of really cool announcements coming up between now and the end of the year. Mm-hmm. One of the announcements that we're going to be doing, and you'll also see in Le Chocolat, is you'll be able to, when you're checking out during registration, to get a packet of a Running Flat fuel, which is made by Infinite here in Canada. And so that is also going to be available to you. Our new lemonade mix that we tried out at Le Chocolat and used all year last year. Rave reviews about the product. It uses beetroot as the coloring agent, so it's all natural. That's going to be available to you during the registration process.
Okay.
A couple of other things that if you're unfamiliar with the new registration process at Race Roster, we've also got the ability where you can change races automatically.
Really? Well, that's like... mean from like a 5 or to a 10 in the same race?
That's right.
Oh, that's very cool.
You can just log back in and make those changes yourself. So, you know, we're always looking to improve the process, always looking to make things better. And so Le Chocolat is up and running. Register now because it is moving pretty fast. As for...
And especially all those people who didn't get into Pelee.
Oh.
There you go.
Right. And Pelee, which I finally got the article, was amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You did a beautiful job writing that article in Canadian Running Magazine. There's a great 2-page spread in this month's issue. So go to your bookstore. It's not online yet. It will be eventually, but that's an awesome article and really kind of really has a spirit of what's going on the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon, which is really one of the most exclusive races in the world.
Race.
And so what I want to do is I want to take a break right now. We're going to bring on Don Cherry, and we're also going to talk about the Canada Day race.
Okay.
You're listening to AM 800.
How Bell makes upgrading better.
Oh, and here we have the best satellite TV service.
Ooh. Dave, what are you doing?
Giving the neighbors a tour of our home. Our new Bell bundle's been getting a lot of buzz.
But we...
I got this, honey. Next up, our fast internet with unlimited usage.
Oh.
get three amazing services for the unbeatable limited time price of just $92.85 for the first 12 months, including a free HD PVR and free installation. Call 310-BELL or visit a Bell store for details. Bell, upgrading just got better.
And now the Fido Dog's at work.
Hey, Sparky, I was just commenting on your post.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I wrote, nice run, hashtag 10K every day, hashtag speed demon, hashtag jog dog.
Thanks, buddy.
But how do you do it? What motivates you to get out there and run every morning?
Hashtag squirrels.
Fido helps you share your exploits with 750 megs of data, unlimited messaging, unlimited evenings and weekends, and more for just $49 a month. Visit a Fido store today. Conditions apply.
Dad, are you opening presents before Christmas?
Kids, no, of course not.
Come on, Dad.
Okay, fine. I'm guessing there's five video games. Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Lego Batman 3, NHL 15, and,
Just Dance?
How'd you know?
It's a gift.
Everyone's excited for the Target Buy 2, Get 1 Free game sale. Mix and match everyone's favorite games, now through Thursday. Quantities limited. See Target.ca for details.
How Bell makes buying a phone better.
Welcome to the Bell Store. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question.
That's why I'm here. We have an amazing selection of devices. We can find a rate plan that's right for you, and I can even walk you through demos of cool features.
Well, I was going to ask for directions, but now I want a new Bell phone.
Visit your local Bell store for expert advice, getting started tutorials, and live device demos at select locations. Visit bell.ca to find a store nearest you. Bell, buying a new phone just got better.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A few showers tonight, gusty wind, a low of 2. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, gusty wind, a high of 3. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, gusty wind, a low of minus 1. Cloudy Thursday, 40% chance of flurries and a high of 3. Mix of sun and cloud for Friday and Saturday, high of 4 Friday, 3 Saturday. Cloudy Sunday, 60% chance of flurries and a high of 1. Once again tonight, a few showers, gusty wind, and a low of 2.
Winter Traditions, brought to you by Canadian Tire. The slide of shame. You've seen it. It's that look on a person's face as they lose traction and slide helplessly into a snowbank.
Oh dear.
Here's a better tradition. Getting your car winter ready with the right tires from Canadian Tire Auto Service. Our wide selection comes with a price match guarantee. And now my Canadian Tire Money members collect e-Canadian Tire Money on parts and labor. Canadian Tire, Canada's garage.
Guests, contests, local events. Follow The Morning Drive on Twitter.
I feel like I know all the people on The Morning Show, so it's nice to see their updates.
At MikeLisa800. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski and Kelly Steele in the studio. And, you know, we want to talk about Canada Day. Mm-hmm. So we do this race locally called Canada Day, D apostrophe E-H, you know, mm-hmm. Day. And we really have a lot of fun with the A being Canadians. And it's based out of Amherstburg, Ontario. It's July 1st. It's always July 1st. It doesn't matter what day it sits on. We're always on that national holiday. It is a 5K. And it's really, really well attended. One of the reasons why is this race has a custom medal. So every year, as a racer, as a person who registers, you vote for who's your favorite Canadian. Mm-hmm. And you do that at the same time as this year that you're running in, you have from last year, everyone's votes tallied up into the top three of who are great Canadians. So last year, you know, we had Fred Fox on the radio show. We had Terry Fox was on our medal. Out of Terry Fox, there was Rick Mercer and Wayne Gretzky. Those were the three you had to vote for. Mm-hmm. So this year, as we're getting close to the end of November, we're going to open up registration for Canada Day. And in that, we're about to announce pretty much who is one of the top three contenders for that medal. And it is Don Cherry.
That's a great choice.
Welcome to Running Flat Radio, Don Cherry.
Well, that's very honored. I never knew that, and that is terrific. I don't get many honors like that, and I'm glad to have it. Thank you very much.
Well, we're honored to have you. You know, when you look at Don's illustrious career as a coach, as a former Windsor Spitfire, and of course what he's been able to do, really kind of driving the bus and making Hockey Night in Canada what it is today. You know, one of the things, 10 years ago, the CBC ran this massive contest about famous Canadians. Who's the greatest Canadian of all time? And, you know, Don, I can't believe this. You know, when you look at some of the folks you're up against, but, you know, you beat out It was Banting. You beat out Wayne Gretzky. You were number six as the greatest Canadian of all time.
Well, you know, I'm not the greatest Canadian. Let's go that way. I feel that people voted because maybe I was the most popular at the time. But, you know, to beat out those guys, to me, I thought Terry Sawchuk was the greatest Canadian that I've done. Sir John A. MacDonald. And I think the guy at West, I even forget his name now. Tommy Douglas. I mean, he won, so I don't understand that. But to me, the greatest Canadian is Terry Fox, and what he did is, and you guys had him last year, well, had him honor him last year, just great.
Yeah, and we had Fred Fox on, his older brother, and what an incredible story that is about the entire Fox family and what they've done to really kind of even doing that globally, right? Because the Fox run is everywhere around the world, kind of spreading that Canadian goodwill. What do you think, Don, makes a great Canadian?
I think you just described Terry Fox, and I always believed, and I know I get criticized for this. I feel if you're living in Canada, you have to believe Canada's number one. You cannot believe where you came from is number one. Now, most people that leave their home country, they come for two reasons. They're being persecuted, or they can't make a go of it. And I don't understand these people that come to this country and take our milk and honey, and all of a sudden they're in love with the town, the city that they left, and the country they left. So to be a good Canadian, and that's the way I feel, you have to feel that Canada's number one. If you don't believe Canada's number one, then you should go back to where you came from, and that's the redneck feeling, and that's a lot of feeling, and a lot of people are out there listening to this right now. It's not. It's politically incorrect, or saying, yay.
Yeah. Well, you know, Don.
Take your breath away, eh?
Yeah.
didn't expect that, did you?
No. You know what, Don? I mean, it's been one of those days, right? Where you know, we've heard a lot of that sentiment today. Today's Remembrance Day for those who are maybe listening to this on podcast. It is November 11th, and in Canada, Remembrance Day celebrates past and present veterans and service members, whereas today's Memorial Day versus Veterans Day in the United States, living veterans versus veterans of past wars in May. So, you know, for us, today's a very, very special day. I mean, my dad was a World War II vet under General Anders, and he passed away a couple years ago. And, you know, how did you mark veteran Remembrance Day today?
Well, the thing is that I had relatives, too, that my grandfather, Palo Mountain, was at Vimy, and I had a beautiful relative called Sergeant Thomas William McKenzie, and he was a military medal in bar, and a lot of people don't know that. He did a heroic thing, and then he did it again twice. That's why they put the bar on. He was in the war for the whole time. 4 days before the end of the war, November 7th, he was killed in an artillery barrage, and it just that's why I'm so in love. And my grandma and my grandfather and my mother was born in Royal Military College. So, and we had Sergeant Jock McKenzie, Sergeant Major down there. So I'm really heavy into the military. I always have been, and I think they're the absolute best.
Yeah, no doubt. And today's obviously the ceremony in Ottawa was extremely moving, and what an incredible event. So, you know, there's a new chapter of Hockey Night in Canada that's on right now through Rogers. And so how do you see that growing, and what do you think the difference is between where it was like with CBC to where you think it's going now, since it's going multi-platform and there's all kinds of other media involved?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't have any change at all. And that was the thing that when I signed my contract, I don't want things changed from Coach's Corner, maybe the time a little more, as we know. And won't go into that again. But, no, I haven't changed one bit. Coach's Corner has not changed one bit. The rest of it has. Ron is not the host anymore.
Yeah.
And we'll have to wait and see how things work out. I really don't know. I have to wait till a couple of months till we work things out. They're trying to get in the groove over there. They quite haven't gotten in the groove. But for me, nothing has changed, and nothing will change as long as I'm on Hockey Night in Canada.
So Ron's a runner that I think most people
know.
That Ron's a pretty accomplished runner as well.
Oh, yeah, he runs every day, and I used to see him when he couldn't run. Like we'd be in the playoffs for about months there, and sometimes I'd go down to the gym or something. I'm a sauna guy myself, and he'd be on that treadmill, and I'm telling you, I have never seen anybody run like he runs on that treadmill. You know, most people just jog. He's going full tilt the whole time, and the sweat's just dripping off him. So, yeah, he's a dedicated runner, and he runs every day, and no matter where we are. So, yeah, he's really into it. A lot of the guys do run, and I don't, but they do. I do a step machine, but I know most of the guys that I know in Hockey Night in Canada do run.
So that's been a huge question. When I've told people you were coming on the show today, of course, everyone said, oh, Don Cherry runs? He runs? I didn't know he runs. So you don't run.
No, I don't run. I'll tell you a story. Back when I was 19 or 20, my brother and I used to run. We used to go to the racetrack up in Kingston. There's a racetrack up there. And we were one of the first people in hockey to ever run. And my brother, I ran as fast as I could all the time, but my brother always had a thing about hockey is a burst. So he would walk, he would jog, and he'd go a little fast. And all of a sudden, for 100 feet, he'd go as fast as he could, like in hockey, and then he'd go down again. And that's the way he ran all the time. And when I was young, I was one of the first guys to run to get in shape for hockey.
Okay.
Don, we're hitting a break right now. Could you stay with us through the break? And we want to talk to you about a couple other things.
Sure. Yeah, happy to.
Great. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that.
The White Bread Tour.
I was like, I'm going to die.
You've seen him on his Comedy Central specials. Now see him live. Saturday, February 7th, the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor.
Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause.
Yeah!
A night of all new material. Get your reserve seats now at all Ticketmaster locations. Know your limit. Play within it. Must be 19 years of age or older to attend performance or enter the casino.
Poppies. We wear them to commemorate the brave men and women who gave so much for our freedom. We wear them as a symbol of our country's promise to never forget. Wear a poppy this November 11th to honor those we've lost and those who continue to serve, and to keep them close to our hearts. From all of us at Tim Hortons, thank you.
Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
They're really funny. I like their banter. Nice to wake up to something funny in the morning and get the day going.
The Morning Drive.
On the next show, it was National Singles Day yesterday. I'm Leah Hansen at 620. We want to know the best things about being single and the worst, too.
What is your real age? You can take the quiz with us at 720.
And at 750, we have a $75 gift certificate to Precision Jewelers if you can answer the impossible question.
The Morning Drive. Weekday mornings 5 till 9 on AM 800.
Go! I'm John Montgomery, host of CTV's The Amazing Race Canada. We're looking for new teams for Season 3, and auditions are open right now.
Your last chance to apply is November 24th.
Apply at ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada.
Say hello to CTV Comedy Thursdays.
Hello.
With The Big Bang Theory, now back on Thursdays. Plus, The Millers, Two and a Half Men, and The McCarthys. CTV Comedy Thursdays. The fun starts Thursday at 8 on CTV.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor-Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
A U.S. Customs computer glitch today, which is now fixed, could interrupt traffic patterns for trucks for days. Stan Korosek is the Canadian Director of Security and Governmental Relations for the Ambassador Bridge and says the trucks that are delayed crossing into the U.S. will now be delayed once again getting back to Canada. Meantime, U.S. Customs says Detroit-bound commercial traffic is now delayed by 105 minutes. Trucks are lined up down here on Church Road and Highway 3 onto the 401 to around Dougal Parkway. And Windsor is among the most expensive places for childcare, and the MPP for Windsor West is calling on the province to take action. Lisa Gretzky says the NDP will continue to press the Liberal government about this issue at Queen's Park. AM 800 Sports, the Habs are home to Winnipeg tonight. That game is just about to get underway. In Junior C hockey, the Essex 73s are hosting Moortown, and the 73s are up 3-0 in the first period. And Victor Martinez is a free agent after declining the Tigers' qualifying offer. From the AM 800 Weather Center, tonight a few showers, gusty wind, and a low of 2. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, gusty wind, a high of 3. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, gusty wind, a low of minus 1. Right now in Windsor Essex, it is 12 Celsius, that is 54 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski and Kelly Steele. On the line with us is the nominee for this year's medal coming up for the July 1st, 2015 Canada Day run, Don Cherry. Don, welcome back to Running Flat Radio.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Don, so on this station, every day at 3:55 is the Grape Line with Don Cherry. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, because, you know, how do you actually put all that information into what is that, 45 seconds or 60 seconds? I'm kind of looking at the engineers here. How the hell do you do that every week?
I don't know. And what I do is we go down on a Sunday or a Monday or sometime, and we do the five shows. And I pretty well, after 26 years, I'm pretty well into the, you know, how long I have to go. One of them went a little too short last week, but I just know how far they have to go. And I have fun with it. It's fun. Like, I wouldn't be doing it, but we have a lot of fun. I get a couple of coffees in me and away to go. So it only takes a little while.
Oh, yeah. So we ask all of our guests, you know, who really have this great breadth of knowledge of the industry, not just running, but also for your industry in hockey, is what has been that major single change that you've seen over your career that has improved the industry or the event or even the experience? Can you pinpoint that?
Well, I really don't know, but I know that I don't think it's changed one bit, to tell you the truth. I think that when you go on Hockey Night in Canada, it's just the same. I can't see any difference. It's the pressure job. It is really, I notice in the papers and the press, don't get ripped like we used to in Toronto. Like, I was every week, I would get Monday, I knew the paper was coming. The press doesn't seem as personal now, and they don't take it out on you like a vengeance like they did before. So I think the guys have an easier time now than back. I remember one time there was a woman reporter on a Star. She called me 10 things, something like trognonite, misogynist. I didn't even know what she was talking about. And so I think the guys have an easier time of it now than back then when we start broke in.
Yeah.
I remember that my very first bad write-up was after, and I didn't think I would be able to go back on television. I remember it was a guy named Trent Frayne who I really liked, and he just, after 3 months, and I couldn't believe what he was writing about me. And like I say, you have to be tough to be in this business, as you guys know.
Well, I was just going to ask you, do you take anything personally?
Oh, yeah, I certainly take it personally, but after a while, your hide gets awful thick. Why wouldn't you? The things call it names like that, and what it really didn't hurt me, because after I say I got tougher and tougher and tougher. And I remember Ron McLean, he was on a honeymoon for the first year, and I said, your time's coming. He didn't understand. And when he got successful, he got ripped to shreds. I remember the very first write-up he got was in his hometown in Calgary, and the guy ripped him to shreds. So you have to be tough in this business, because if you can't stand it, you should get out of it. And the old story is, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, Don, I have to admit, it feels like I've known you for years, even though we've never met, because I grew up listening to your voice all the time on the TV, my dad watching it. So, of course, when I found out you were coming on the show, I, you know, looked you up and kind of Googled some stuff. And I was really pleasantly surprised to find out that you actually started your hockey career with the Spitfires, did you not?
Oh, yeah, I was there with Jimmy Robertson and that, and that old barn. Boy, I'll tell you, it was packed all the time. I remember we had to go up the stairs for the dressing room, but it was packed all the time. You know, I know the arena's great now, but that atmosphere in that arena, if you're a fan and a player, boy, there was nothing like those old-time arenas. Boy, that was a beauty.
Yeah, it certainly was.
So, Don, you have a new book out, which I did want to talk about before we let you go. And I know you're doing some book tours as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the book? It's called Straight Up and Personal, The World According to Grapes.
Well, that's what it is. This one's my third one in my last. And by the way, I've been number one bestseller. I like that. I got to work that in all the time. But no, it's a lot of personal stuff that I never thought I'd put in. In fact, I'd write it, and gee, do I want to put that in? And it is personal stuff, and it's lesson learned, you know, and the whole deal. I just read it. Pretty good book. I didn't like. So, and the pictures are good. The cover's good. And so I had a lot of fun writing. And you go, I know what I have to tell you. It's funny. So I did an interview with a guy, and he says, yeah, but who wrote it? And I said, well, I wrote it. Yeah, he says, but who wrote it? And I kept saying, well, I wrote it. And he said, Don, I'm asking you, and when you read this book, I have, you know how they have a guy with so-and-so. Remember my first book? It was, I forget what it was, with Stan Fischler. When you see this or read this book, that's me writing with a pen and sending it in. There's no guy cleaning it up. There's no guy telling me what to do, as usual. It's me writing down my personal stuff. So the guy couldn't believe it. So there's no Don Cherry with so-and-so. It's just Don Cherry.
That's very cool.
And Don, is that the secret to your success? I mean, you've been in the business for, I don't know, 55, 60 years,
yeah,
pretty much. I mean, is that not the secret to your brand, that you just kind of see it like it is and just let it go?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I rolled the dice, and I remember when I first came on, I was like everybody else, you know, here, breakout play and all that. And I come home to Rose one day, and I says, you know, I'm just like, I have nothing. I said, I'm going to roll the dice and just be myself. If I get fired, I get fired. So she went along with it, and so I went on that night and told it like it is, as they say. I don't know what that means, but anyhow, I did. And so I've been rolling the dice ever since, and it's been pretty tricky. I've been fired 10 times by the by the CBC. I remember one lady, I won't mention her name, she was ahead, and she said, this is your last year, and I drove her nuts when I said, well, we'll see. She just couldn't get over it. And one head guy, I'll tell stories here, but one head guy, he was retiring in a month, he says, my legacy is to see you fired from the seat from television.
Wow.
Oh, that was some of my bosses. But now I got to admit now, and I say that they leave me alone. And, if you've been in Toronto here, you know I've had an awful thing going, because last Coach's Corner, I complained too much about not having enough time. And I think it was on five, they put my excerpts and everything, five radio shows in Toronto, stuff like that. So controversy seems to follow me around everywhere I go, but I thrive on it and I love it.
But is that because the fans are just so excited about Don Cherry and what Don's got to say, because he tells it like it is?
I really don't know. I was telling somebody the other day that I was at a hockey game last night, a midget hockey game, and we were talking, and I walked in. This is a true story. I walked in. I'm walking along, and I can see this guy's got this little baby. I mean, I can't even talk yet and everything, so it wasn't a setup. So as I walked by, the dad said to the little baby, he said, who's this guy? And she gave me thumbs up. So I tracked all ages, I guess.
There you go. You've been to all parts of Canada. I mean, that's what's so exciting about having you as a nominee for this medal award this year. You know, for the Canada Day run is you know, you're such a Canadian icon, and you're still active at 80. I can say that, right, publicly?
Sure. Somebody said, do you mind you mention it? I'm quite proud of it, to tell you the truth. But I think I'm 32. I don't know why I think I'm 32, but I think I'm 32.
It's because you're brought up in Kingston, right? Maybe that's why.
I guess so, but 32, I don't know. I must have been tough at around 32 or something, but that's the way you think. You got to think that way. If you don't, don't keep going, somebody's going to catch you.
Absolutely. Don, thank you very, very much for joining us tonight. And thanks for agreeing to be on be one of the nominees for our medal this year.
Well, it's an honor, and I thank you both very much for having me on tonight, and I really enjoyed it.
And hopefully we'll see you on your book tour. We'd love to meet up.
Okay, somewhere along the line.
You bet. Thanks, okay. Don. All the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it, the great Canadian Don Cherry joining us on Running Flat Radio talking
and
about...
And he would look great on the medal.
He would.
He really would.
He always looks great.
He does.
That's his shtick. I mean, Don always looks great. But yeah, what an absolute honor
to
have.
I should have asked, as someone had told me that he actually has a contract with Fabricland or whatever, and he goes in and that's how he gets his suits made. He just picks out the fabric and says, I want it made of that, and that, and that's how he comes up with those crazy patterns.
So maybe he needs glasses.
But you always remember everything he's worn, right? It does stick in your mind.
Yeah, or burns a hole in your retinas. I don't know what.
But it's like I said to you before, whether you're a hockey fan or not, you know who Don Cherry is, because he's that outspoken guy wearing all the crazy gear, and that's, you know, a pretty cool thing.
And he's proudly Canadian.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely proudly Canadian. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. It is time for Song of the Week. There's no reference here to Dawn. I swear to you that. The Song of the Week is TV on the Radio, and it's Happy Idiot on Running Flat Radio.
Stuck in the shade where there's no sunshine. I don't want to play with the mother kid. In the sun,
since you left me, babe, it's been a long way down. Yeah, you left me, babe, it's been a long way down.
Hey, 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 hey. But you don't know what I'm making here. Ignorance is bliss. I'm a happy idiot, waving at cars.
How Bell makes upgrading better.
Oh, and here we have the best satellite TV service.
Ooh. Dave, what are you doing?
Giving the neighbors a tour of our home. Our new Bell bundle's been getting a lot of buzz.
But we...
I got this, honey. Next up, our fast internet with unlimited usage.
Oh. Get three amazing services for the unbeatable limited time price of just $92.85 for the first 12 months, including a free HD PVR and free installation. Call 310-BELL or visit a Bell store for details. Bell, upgrading just got better.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, a few showers, gusty wind, and a low of 2. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, gusty wind, and a high of 3. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, gusty wind, a low of minus 1. Thursday, cloudy, a 40% chance of flurries, and a high of 3. Friday and Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud both days, a high of 4 Friday, 3 Saturday. Sunday, cloudy, a 60% chance of flurries and a high of 1. Once again, a few showers tonight, gusty wind and a low of 2.
Give beauty and get rewarded 20 times faster at Shoppers Drug Mart. Now until Friday, November 14th, get 20 times Shoppers Optimum points when you spend $75 or more on cosmetics, skincare, and fragrance. Explore a world of holiday beauty and find gorgeous gift ideas, plus the perfect look for this season's soirees at the 20 times the points cosmetic event on now at Shoppers Drug Mart. And remember, more points equals more free stuff, and free feels good. Restrictions apply. Details in store.
The afternoon news is news for Windsor Essex.
Listen for news. Listen for weather. Listen for sports.
Weekdays 3 till 6 on AM 800. Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski and Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star in the studio.
Great interview.
Great. It was. We're still kind of laughing about Don Cherry. And Don Cherry's new book is Straight Up and Personal, The World According to Grapes. It's available at Chapters.
And you can't be surprised that he wrote it himself and no one edited it. I think that's very cool.
Yeah. And he is the number one best-selling author. It says it right on his book. So, yeah. Awesome. It's so funny because people say, well, how'd you get home? I called him at home. Mm-hmm. And I left a message for Don, and you know, and his answering machine is, hey, it's Don, leave a message. But that was it, and Don called me back, and we had a long conversation about Canada Day, and the reason why Don Cherry was on, for those who are just joining us, we host a Canada Day run here in Amherstburg, and what's really unique about the run is the medal. The medal's really a gorgeous large maple leaf, and it has the bust of a famous Canadian in it. Mm-hmm. So year one, we chose who to put on it, and it was Sir John A, because mm-hmm. he started off the country. And in that process, all the runners from the first year voted on who they thought were great Canadians. And we had everyone from Laura Secord to, you know, Banting, you know, Mr. Dress Up and the Friendly Giant. We had everybody on there, right? So, you know, and then we kind of tally up the top three. So in year two, you would vote on who you wanted as the great Canadian out of the
friendly
top three.
Friendly Giant. Oh, sorry.
Hey, look, Rusty the Rooster was on there.
So oh, my gosh.
So let's not even talk about that. And so what's really important is that, you know, we tallied up the top three, which were Wayne Gretzky, Rick Mercer, and Terry Fox. Mm-hmm. And then, so in year two, when you're registering, you vote on who you want out of those top three, and then suggest for the following year, who is your great Canadian.
Okay.
So I didn't see Rusty the Rooster come back in from year two. Wow. And, but in those, we've tallied up the top three, so we're kind of spending this month announcing who they are. Mm-hmm. So by the end of the month, we're going to open up Canada Day, and Don Cherry so graciously has said, hey, I'll come on the air, and we can talk about being a great Canadian, and it was nice to have him. So
and he is so passionate about being a Canadian. Very nice.
He's a very excitable 80-year-old.
Yes.
You know, and he's like that offline as well. Just a wonderful conversation about being Canadian, and really honored to have him on the show, and to also have him as a final nominee on that medal.
Mm-hmm.
So you are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. For that race and other races that we produce, you can find that information out at runningflat.com. And we also have a weekly email blast that goes out kind of giving an update of where we're at with different races and what's going on. Le Chocolat, obviously, is open, and registration's pretty brisk. And that is a half marathon, a 10K runner walk, a 5K runner walk, and it is here in Windsor, and it is on Riverside Drive. It is an incredible course that you're going to love, and all in the Detroit River. So that's May 3rd, and don't forget the 3 liters of wine that you get when you register.
Oh, I'm not going to forget
don't
that.
Don't forget that. And you also get chocolate, and there's firemen. You get a really cool medal that's always chocolate-inspired. We usually release that late January, early mm-hmm. February, the artwork for the medal. As you know, we try to get permission from the different chocolatier companies to
yep.
use, you know, last year was a kind of a Reese's Pieces, year before
that was
a Hershey's, you know, inspired medal. So yeah, that's open, and that's doing really well. So winter running is, mm-hmm. is really something we should really touch upon, because, you know, the people who are out there going, you know, I'd start running, but mm-hmm. It's going to get cold outside, or it's dark, and
my Learn to Run clinic at the Running Factory, we're in, I think it's either week 6 or 7 right now, and your numbers drop like crazy because it's new runners. And you know what? Let's face it. You get up in the morning, it's dark. Get home from work, it's dark. So everyone says, I'm not running,
yeah.
you know, and it's tough. And just last night I was running with a group of them, and they're saying, you know, I feel bad. You know, right now the only run I'm doing is with this group. It's all about motivation. Motivation is the toughest thing, because yeah, you come home from work, you're tired. And now instead of going outside and it's 80 out, it's cold out. It's cold and it's dark. And so my advice to them, motivation wise, is always run with another runner, hook up with a group. As we've talked before, there's a bunch of different groups in this area, but just have a friend meet you. If you're an early morning runner, have them meet
yeah.
you at 6 or whatever, because the chances that you're going to stand up that friend are really unlikely. So that's enough to drag you out the door. Or else the other game that I play is, I did it tonight, I didn't want to go for a run, but I said to myself, you know what, just run a mile, just run a stinking mile. That's all you got to do. Because you know, you're not going to run just a mile. You put all your gear on, so there's no way you're going to go out and run for 8 minutes and come back. So, you know, I ended up running farther. Yeah. It's all mind games when it comes to it.
But it is. It always is. And the other thing, too, that you got to look at is it's all about schedule
mm-hmm.
and repetition and habit.
Absolutely.
So if you can book yourself in every day, every other day at that specific time to go do that. So whether it's getting up at 5 mm-hmm. to do like a circuit training, you know, maybe jump on the bike or yep. do the run, and you get in that cadence, then that's what's going to serve you well and serve you the best. Or if you have like a spouse or a buddy yep. or whatever, you know, and you guys can go do that, whether even it's a walk,
mm-hmm.
you know, then just get to it.
And the other thing is your family gets used to that schedule too. So if you have kids, your kids know, well, mom or dad's, they run every night or every other night at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, mom and dad are going to be gone. Don't bug them for that hour or whatever. All that kind of stuff kind of helps you out if people just know that you're setting that schedule.
And, you know, and you're right. It gets more and more difficult, especially as you get through the holidays, and then especially when you get into January and February, everyone kind of dreads it anyway because low light, you know, the weather conditions, no one's shoveling their sidewalks, you know, and then and so one of the things we want to talk about over the next couple of weeks is winter gear. Everything from, you know, the right shoes that you should be wearing to the right socks you should be wearing to the balaclava that you should purchase. I mean, every runner who's gone through a winter and has successfully run through the winter has this arsenal of gear. It's not cheap. 100% it's not cheap.
I mean, but it lasts.
It lasts forever. Right. So if you want a great pair of running tights, you know, winter wear, wear sub-zeros, you're looking at 100.5 And don't worry about it. It's 100.5 I mean, that's what these things cost.
They'll last for a couple of years for you.
Absolutely. They'll last more than that.
And when you're freezing your butt off, you're really going to wish you had spent the $150 on the tights, you know, because you want to be comfortable when you're out there. Same as balaclava. Same as for me, one of my big things is I like really good running gloves. I'll spend money on my running gloves because I cannot stand my fingers getting cold. It's brutal. When your fingers, the tips are freezing, it wrecks your whole run.
Years ago, from a Toronto running store, I purchased some 360s. And I haven't been able to find that brand anywhere any longer. Great running glove. On the top of the palm is a little pocket.
Breathe into it, right?
Right. But on top of the pocket is like almost like the fuzzy part of Velcro. Yeah. So you can wipe your nose. And so you can put your snot on your glove. But what happens is underneath that is a pouch. And in the pouch, it comes out the mitt. And the mitt will convert over your fingers. Awesome gloves.
Well, that sounds...
You know, and they're, I think they're called 360 convertibles. And
are they the ones where you can breathe into too to... Because there's some gloves where you breathe hot your air in, and they will warm your hands up as well. Like there's a certain little.
Oh, I'm seeing that. You know what we need to do is
we need to get
Gary and Joe, and we need to bring them in, and we need to talk about running gear. And you know, like Sugoi. I mean, most of my winter gear is Sugoi for a lot of reasons, only because they were so focused on in their early development on cycling.
Yeah.
So everything is front facing. So it's all about windshielding in the front, and then being able to evaporate everything out the back. So, you know, you'll see most of the gear that the winter gear is a front shell that's protecting the front of you as you run, and the back is a lot more permeable.
Yeah, like right, especially the back of your knees is almost like very, very thin back there.
Right, so allowing you to kind of, you know, gas out the heat and not let all the sweat kind of stick to you. So it's there's a huge technological advantage to winter gear. I recommend, you know, give us a couple of weeks. We'll put a show together on that. And but you got to make the investment. You got to go to your local running shop, whichever it might be, whether it's, you know, the Hansons in the United States or whether it's Running Factory here in Southern Ontario. You got to go in. You got to sit down, spend some time. I mean, those guys know what they're doing. They're runners. They've got an amazing repertoire. Most of them are all accomplished runners. They run through the winter. They can help you out with, because you need the right socks.
Yep.
To go with the right shoes for winter.
But what I hear from a lot of people, well, you know, I don't know if I want to drop the $150 to the jacket because I don't know if I'm going to stick with this. Well, you're definitely not going to stick with it if you go out for your run and you're freezing your butt off.
Yeah, you're going
to
hate it.
Yeah, so you know what? You have to have that mindset. No, I am going to stick to this. Maybe I'm not enjoying it right now, but I will, especially if I have the right gear on. And, you know, you can always use the jacket for other stuff too.
You can look good when you go shopping.
Absolutely. The gear is awesome.
So that we'll do a show on that soon. We'll also talk about winter training, what that looks like, especially when it comes to running on ice.
It better not be like last winter.
Oh, I know. Last year was an anomaly. But, you know, running in freezing rain is another condition that, you know, many of us have had to run through. And, you know, there's techniques to that where, you know, you don't want to be ripping anything, you know, especially, you know, tendons, ligaments, whatever.
Yep.
You don't want to be stressing anything. So always be aware of your conditions around you. And then, of course, that kind of brings you back to running with music, right, where you need to know what's happening around you at all times. So wear as much reflective gear as possible. That's a big thing.
Well, especially now, too, now that it gets dark earlier, you know, as a woman, like I went for a run before we came here. So it's 6 o'clock. You know, sure, it's only 6 o'clock,
it's dark.
But it was dark. And I'm thinking, okay, if I have my earphones in, someone could jump me right now. And being a woman, whether it's 6 o'clock or whether it's 12 o'clock at night, it's still dark. And you have to kind of use that kind of common sense. And, you know, I'm not even going to get started on headphones. You know how I feel about them.
No, I don't think so. I think this past show's based on running with music. But yeah, so really make sure you're wearing something reflective, even if it's something as hokey as, you know, a safety vest.
Yep.
Get a safety vest, put it on, make sure people see you coming and going, make sure you've got LED lights on you, get as much visibility between you and that oncoming traffic, period.
Because you can't assume that people see you.
You can't.
Because a lot of times they don't.
You can't. And always, always, always run against traffic, people. Because I still see runners to this day, which I slow down, I roll down the window, and I scream at them. You know, don't run with traffic, because at least if you're running against traffic, you have a hope in hell of jumping out of the way in case they don't see you. And I gotta tell you, there's a lot of drivers out there that don't see pedestrians. They don't see runners.
They're texting or doing whatever, right?
Well, they could just be not good drivers. How's that?
Okay.
You know, on many occasions, you know, I've seen drivers and they look at you, and as they're looking at you, the wheel's turning towards you, right? Because they're looking at you. It's like, oh, okay.
That's true.
I'm running. I'm running. Out of the way. So that always happens. So anyway, you've been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 for information about Running Flat and other events. You can go to runningflat.com. You can download us. Go to iTunes. There's 39 shows listed that are on there.
And a nice mix.
A nice mix of different topics. Thanks to our guest, Don Cherry, for joining us today. And keep running.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.